Hey, before your Q3 call, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Great. Did you include the differentiation angle the CMO asked for?
Already in there. Three angles no competitor's using right now. Just need your approval.
Approved. Thanks. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at monday.com.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com.
I'm so sick of my country being for sale. Our country, the United States of America, is not supposed to be a beacon of bribery and corruption and scamming others, but now it is. And now it is centered with the President of the United States. The person who is supposed to be a bulwark against corruption is now perpetrating the largest pay-for-play scheme ever seen in American history, coming in a top-down manner. We are now rivaling underdeveloped countries in the way that the President is pardoning notorious drug traffickers. And if MAGA supporters watching think I'm making that up, just know Trump recently, on December 4th, pardoned the former Honduran president who was convicted of trafficking 500 kilos of cocaine into the United States. To make matters even worse, he was quoted saying he wants to, quote, stuff the white stuff up the nose of the gringos and their children. So he wanted to get Americans hooked on cocaine for his own profit. Well, guess what? Donald Trump pardoned this man. We don't even know exactly why, but the rumor is he is going to funnel money into Donald Trump's crypto coin named Trump Coin. Remember, the day before Trump was inaugurated, the day before Trump took office, he leveraged the hype of his inauguration to create a Trump coin and a Melania coin and a few other coins. It is an untraceable crypto coin that has allowed Trump's net worth to rise by about $4 to $5 billion over the past year. Just for some context, President Joe Biden's net worth went from $9 million to about $12 million. It was a $3 million increase during the 4 years he was in office, and that was due to real estate, investments that he had accumulated throughout his 75 years. I mean, $3 million increase is not wild at that age. But Donald Trump has seen a $4 to $5 billion increase over 9 months, a doubling of his net worth, not because he like made a lucky investment or anything, but because he is monetizing the office of the presidency in an unprecedented way. And one more time, I am sick of my country being for sale. I mean, the most basic level of it is Trump levying tariffs on every single country, then getting personal favors in return for lifting those tariffs. He has even placed tariffs on Brazil to try to get them to change their political system and pardon Bolsonaro. Like, he wants a dictator in Brazil to be free. So he's placing tariffs as leverage. He got a $400 million jet from Qatar and then is allowing Qatar to do training exercises on U.S. soil. They also allowed him to build a $4 billion golf course that the Qatari government is going to subsidize. It is all disgusting, and that's just the beginning of it. Have you guys heard of Justin Sun, a Chinese-born crypto entrepreneur who is worth billions and billions of dollars but was not allowed to step foot into the United States for years because he had scammed and manipulated markets and had screwed over a bunch of vulnerable Americans? Well, guess what? A crypto billionaire's path from pariah to Trump money man means he was able to make a comeback. This Bloomberg article details how Justin Sun was facing an SEC fraud case, but $90 million of Trump coins later, he's doing business with the president's family. This is happening time and time again. People being pardoned, people having their cases dropped because they give Donald Trump money. This is such an erosion of the fabric of America that it's not even recognizable to me at this point. I'm 23 years old and I have to live in an America where Donald Trump is not providing clarity about what's right and what's wrong. He's leading the path, leading the way in the worst, most obscene type of corruption. I don't want to see drug traffickers getting pardoned. I don't want to see crypto scammers getting pardoned. I have old family members who I have to help fend off scammers all the damn time. By the way, if you ever see someone in my comment section saying message me, that's a scam. I do not message people my phone number in comment sections. Also, make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed if you enjoy these ranting type of videos. I know I'm ranting and raving about all of Trump's corruption, but I think it's important to have documented footage, documented videos of me talking about these things at this point in time before we begin to slip or forget it. Also, on January 4th, my Jubilee episode comes out. It is a 1v20 debate, so set your alarm for noon on January 4th, the Jubilee channel will post a debate. It'll be called Adam Mockler Debates 20 Trump Supporters. Be there. We're going to try to hype it up. We're going to try to get some views because that allows me to continue doing these debates and continue breaking the news for you guys. All right, to continue, we also have more reports about the pardon playbook that Donald Trump is using. For example, administration officials and lobbyists describe two playbooks that have emerged. There is the official track, which involves pardon czar Alice Johnson, Ed Martin, and a few others. Applicants usually go through one of the three, and ultimately, White House counsel Dave Warrington reviews the application and makes a recommendation to Trump. The two men meet every few weeks to discuss pardons, administration officials said. The second track is riskier, but can be much faster. If an applicant can find Trump at Mar-a-Lago or a White House event and ask for a pardon directly, Trump is often inclined to be helpful, administration officials said, particularly if someone uses the magic words unjust persecution. Donald Trump has pardoned not only the former Honduran president, that drug trafficker, but also the Binance founder. Binance was found to be used as an untraceable platform. They were creating untraceable ways to sell drugs, I believe do human trafficking and child sexual abuse and sell child sexual explicit material, all of this stuff. And Donald Trump pardoned this guy. He decided to pardon this guy as well. What about this? This is a new article that details the corruption that we've seen. How about this? One $2.5 million contribution to Donald Trump's Super PAC, MAGA Inc., was given by a South Florida woman whose father, months later, received an unusually lenient deal from the Justice Department officials to settle charges that he bribed Puerto Rico's then governor in 2020. That is pay to play. Another $2.5 million pledge donation, this one to Mr. Trump's White House ballroom project, came from Parsons Corporation, an engineering firm that has won government contracts for years, including under Mr. Trump, and is jockeying for some of the more than $1 trillion in contracts that could be awarded to build a missile defense system. So he's basically saying, if you give me and my family money personally, we'll give you government contracts. Also giving $2.5 million to the Ballroom Project was the chief executive of Roblox, a popular online video game company that has applauded a Trump executive order and other initiatives involving children's use of artificial intelligence. A couple who donated $1 million to Mr. Trump's inaugural committee and $500,000 to MAGA Inc., as well as an undisclosed amount to the ballroom, saw Mr. Trump then nominate their son to be the U.S. ambassador to Finland, a company that was accused last year by Justice Department of colluding over ticket prices, donated $250,000 to Mr. Trump. The president pardoned the company's co-founder in a separate case earlier this year. You see the pattern, right? Everybody sees the pattern, right? I don't know how Trump supporters can either be so blind, so dumb, or so willfully ignorant that they aren't very, very concerned about this. But here's the reality of how Trump supporters think about this, because I was just debating them at Charlie Kirk's event in Arizona. Essentially, also, I got really sick doing it. Be careful out there. There's a really bad flu going around. But Trump voters view all of Trump's corruption, everything that Trump does, through the lens of, do I think Democrats did that first? For example, when Donald Trump started to very clearly weaponize the Justice Department to go after Letitia James, James Comey, and other enemies of his, or perceived enemies of his, I guess, Republicans immediately justified it by saying Biden did the same thing, when he didn't. Biden never did that whatsoever. They're just lying. When Donald Trump does this cryptocurrency corruption, they think that like Nancy Pelosi did the same thing in the stock market, even though she made like $50,000, which, yeah, you shouldn't insider trade as a congresswoman, but number one, it's not proven. Number two, it's nowhere near the size and the scale of what is proven that Trump has done. I'm going to leave it there. I'm still recovering from my sickness, so my brain is firing a bit slower than normal today. But remember, January 4th. Comment that if you made it this far in the video. I love you all. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.